Well, it's BBC Radio Sheffield. It's time to meet another vicar now. And I think a bit of a first for us on Radio Sheffield this morning. You'll find out why very shortly. But let me introduce my guest today, because he's the Reverend Stephen Gardner, familiar voice on a Sunday morning, Vicar of All Saints Woodlands. Just pinpoint where you are for people who might not be familiar with your church.
Woodlands and Highfield, the two villages I look after, are former mining communities on the very northern edge of Doncaster, very close to the top end of the A1M in Doncaster. If you've ever driven south on the A1 and looked up, you'll have seen a very tall brick-built church with a beautiful tall spire on top, and that's All Saints.
And how long have you been there for now?
I've been there just over 10 years. We celebrated a couple of weeks ago with a pudding party to celebrate my 10th anniversary.
A pudding party? That sounds very exciting.
Well, I always maintain that the first course is only there to entitle you to have pudding. So we just skipped the first course and went straight for the pudding. We had two big round tables full of puddings, and I think I managed fourths, which was quite nice.
Well, that's pretty impressive. I mean, shouldn't it all be quiche and tired-looking sandwiches in churches?
Oh, no, we haven't done that. We don't even have blue cups with saucers anymore. We have mugs.
What sort of a church is it then? Are you quite a modern church by the sound of it?
I would have thought so. The church building itself is about 100 years old and started off very much Anglo-Catholic in its worship style, and over the years it's changed. At present, I'd probably have to describe us as clinging on to the bottom of the Church of England with our fingertips. We're about as low church as you get, very, very relaxed. We have lots of families, lots of children, a fairly modern worship style. I play the bass guitar in our worship group. So it's a real mix. It can get a bit messy at times, but actually it's real fun because it's alive and it's going somewhere.
And you're one of these weird and wacky vicars that does bizarre things like abseil down his church, aren't you?
I am, yes. I don't think I'm ever going to live that one down. Although a friend has just abseiled down her tower as well, so I think it might be a craze that's catching on.
Have you got over the shock yet?
I have. Occasionally people mention it and I remember the feeling of actually going over the edge of the tower. I was back up there for the first time just this last week with our architect, looking out and thinking, I still can't believe I actually did it.
You wouldn't get me up there. You really, really wouldn't. I want to cut straight to the chase, because you told me something before we started recording this interview. You told me something that I didn't know about you. Tell me what you used to do before you were a vicar.
Before I was a vicar, I did an engineering degree, and I spent 8 years designing and building satellites. Not satellite dishes, real flying in space type satellites. So technically that makes me a rocket scientist.
Wow, is all I've got to say, really. I mean, that is super, super impressive. I mean, what do people say when you tell them what you used to do?
Well, they usually roll their eyes, which is people's usual response when I tell them things. I'm a real techno vicar. I love my technology. I love using technology in worship. I love using visual things to help people worship. It's probably a sort of a modern version of the stained glass, so images on screens to help people as they pray. And I just love using the technology side of things to help people connect with Jesus.
Have you managed to bring satellites into your church yet?
I have, because...
it doesn't surprise me.
My favourite Bible verse for this is from Philippians, and it says, "Let your attitude be the same as that of Christ Jesus." And there's a box on a satellite that allows it to point towards the sun and to point its communication antenna towards the base and to point its instruments where it's meant to be looking. And it's called an attitude control system. That's the box on a satellite that helps it to keep connected to all those different bits of what it's meant to be doing. And I think Philippians is the same. We need an attitude control system. Our attitude should be the same as that of Jesus. And then we stay connected to God. We stay connected to the source of our power. We stay connected to our radio so we can hear what God is saying, and we keep our eyes fixed on the task that God's given us. So yes, that's my favourite crossover verse from my previous life as a rocket scientist to my life as a vicar. And actually, when I turned 40, I had a satellite as a cake with that verse underneath it.
So what's a former rocket scientist doing now, being a vicar at Woodlands in Doncaster? I mean, the two just seem completely incongruous.
They are, especially when you consider that I actually grew up in Doncaster and went to school in Woodlands. To my secondary
really?
School, and I left and went to university and followed my career there. I ended up as a reader, a non-ordained preacher in the Church of England for several years whilst I lived and worked in Newbury. But all that time, there was that sense of God saying, this is where you're meant to be now, but this is not where you're meant to be forever. And I often say I was very privileged. God allowed me to play at something that I loved deeply for 8 years. And I have to say, I absolutely adored the job I did. And I was gutted when I left to go and train. But I knew that God was calling me on to something even better. And went to theological college, served my curacy over in Rotherham, and then ended up, through my wife, hearing about this parish. And this isn't a secret in the village. I did mention something about returning to Woodlands over my dead body.
It's out there now.
God had a different idea. And we ended up coming here, say, 10 years ago now. And I cannot imagine being somewhere that's more exciting, somewhere where I felt that God wanted me and my family, because Jackie and I, my wife, we work together leading the church. We can't imagine being somewhere better or somewhere else. And actually these days, I'm very proud to say, I come from Woodlands. I come from Highfields. This is where I live. And this is where I'm from. So, my heart's changed over the years, but it was really about following where God led. When I was 16, I finally said to Jesus, I will do what you want me to do. And there have been a few times when I've done that more reluctantly than others, but I have, and I've never regretted that.
I'm going to ask you about your music choice in just a moment, but I mean, as kind of succinctly as you can, I mean, just tell me what your scientific career sort of taught you about your faith, because I mean, the two can go hand in hand, can't they?
Oh, they can. People that say that science and faith are somehow in this huge battle for hearts and minds, I just don't see it. Some of the greatest scientists throughout history have been men of women of tremendous faith. And every time I look at the universe that we live in, I look at the images of stars and galaxies, I look at the intricacy of a human hand, I look at the beauty of the world around us and think, all of this is by choice, by design, by gift to me and to the rest of the human race. And it just makes me love Jesus more and more and more. The more I find out about science, the more I see the beautiful patterns in nature, the more I think, do you know what? My science background just increases my understanding and my love and my adoration for God.
Tell me about your musical choice, because you alluded earlier to the sort of the modern worship that we might hear at your church. Have you gone for something of that ilk?
I have. It's a song that we've introduced very recently at All Saints by a band called Wren Collective, and I'm beginning to listen to quite a lot of their music, and I love that. It's a very fresh style of worship, and the song is Come Set Your Rule and Reign. It's often called Build Your Kingdom Here, and it's a real cry to God to change our hearts and to change the atmosphere of the places where we're living. Over these 10 years, I think we've seen a change in the atmosphere. People are being drawn back into community through what we're trying to do at All Saints and across the village. There's a lovely line. We celebrated our Harvest Festival last week, and I was talking about seeds, and we'd picked this song. And right at the end, I hadn't remembered this line. It says, "Awake the kingdom seed in us." And as I look across our villages, I look across Doncaster, I look across the Diocese of Sheffield, and across the land, I see signs of seeds growing. We just planted a wildflower patch up at church, and the seeds are bursting, the flowers are bursting through. That image of those seeds awakening and the excitement that there is at present of seeing lives transformed by the good news that actually God's nice and loves people, that's why I chose this song. And also, it's a cracking piece of music that we really enjoy playing.
We'll play it for you now, Stephen. It's been lovely to talk to you. We must get you in and talk to you in a lot more detail, because I think there's a lot more for you to say. But lovely to speak to you on BBC Radio Sheffield. The Reverend Stephen Gardner, his choice of music, The Wren Collective, and Build Your Kingdom Here.